still on the fundamentals of Hashbisu, Dairo, Bayamotse, Bidl, etc. Left off. We're discussing the question of what exactly is Tashbisu. A whole discussion yesterday, if you recall, the Minchas Chinuch being the primary source, I have it again, as to whether Tashbisu is Bekum Vaseh, B'Shev Al Taseh, what the opinions are, he's Tumas Machokas Rashi and Tosus. We saw the stifle said no, even according to Shita Satosis, maybe it's only B'Shev Al Taseh. Fine. We started discussing the question at the end of the shiur yesterday about lava nita glase. Is it or is it not a not lava nita glase? Now there's one girsa, it's Chazad the Gemara again. Rabbi Bossi open up the Tzadi Ham and Aleph just to see. Always important to see the sources again. In our text, it says on the bottom, last two lines. Lav shenita glase. Black on white. That's our girsa, but you notice it's in parentheses. Right? And the Marsha, if you saw it, says that that's really not the girsa that existed originally. As a matter of fact, in Rabbeinu Chananel, last five words, six on the page. Umemai gero lechasor, to dominate the next page. Black and white, that's the reason, which is the Rambam's reason. But if it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, if you can find the ma'aseh, maybe you would get malchus. So the Rambam is mokor makom tor and the Rabbeinu Chananel of a feirush. I'm just copying the Rabbeinu Chananel, which is usually what he copies. Right? But he's not copying the Rif, he's copying Rabbeinu Chananel. Right? So that there's no question from the Gemara. The question, of course, a question of svar. So we were discussing yesterday the concept of Lav Shekidmo Aseh, Gemara Masechta Makos Daf Tezvov, the Shagas Arya talks about. We had a Rambana Masechta Makos. And then, we never got to the punchline because we ran out of time. Yesterday as follows. The question was, the Aseh, is it a one-time Aseh or is it an ongoing Aseh? That was the critical definition, at least according to the way to Kiddush Yaakov and the Sudhir Ramban. And here is his punchline, which we just didn't have a chance to talk yesterday. What should the bottom line be? I quote. This is towards the end of Simon Gimel. The Rashi of Rambam Tashvisu Miskayim B'chol Rega Rega. Yimei HaPesach. According to Rashi, every single second, you know, many chametz, you're fulfillment of Tashvisu. So therefore, it's not in the glase. Why? The Masha Mechuya Vadayan Ba'aseh the Tashvisu B'shul Osa Shah. Now! Rabosa, it's high noon on Chalamoy Pesach. Right? It's the middle of Chalamoy, the middle of the first days, last days. Why must I get rid of the Chometz? For right now! It's an ongoing mitzvah Tashvisu. Every second I have to get rid of the Chometz. It doesn't have nothing to do with what came before. So therefore, it's not an Tashvisu. Shoako demas kvavel gambalav the bayo bayamotze gama say it's like tomesh and nichas and mikdash we said yesterday not nitiglas say eyes vishalchu no that's for later on that's something which is for later on the Rambam holds like Rashi as well bitul v'din tashvisu holds bayo bayamotze not nitiglas say fine avol atos v'slishit tosa the mitzvah tashvisu masa hashbosa. The massage bosa. If he has no chometz, no Pesach, he didn't have the kima mitzvah. That's what he says. Zem is kaim rak pam achas b'shas hashbosa. That's a one-time mitzvah. I say, uva ma'acher hashbosa. If you delay, ain't no begedem mevatel mitzvah. I say, ela ma'achro. The domel I say, the lo seal isha, ula esed the heishav zakzela, the choshev shabbat is what I say. What he said, that's his punchline. Whether it's nitiglas say or not should depend upon this issue. Is it a maisa hashbasa? Then it would be nitiglas say, or is it no? It's just that there's a sort of a kind of a sheva tase that in fact you don't that you that you don't own chametz is itself a fulfillment of hashbasa. That's what he says over here. Now, the question is whether this, what he says over here in Siman Gimel, contradicts what he said in Siman Aleph, we spoke about yesterday. He said, I'm reading again what he said yesterday. We read it inside. The Mechaschinik Tess says the mitzvah is the Maisa Hashbasa, so you have to have chametz and burn it. And he's not sure it's true. Maybe even according to Tosis, Ikra mitzvah ach shiyem mushbas yimeno chametz. But the pshat in the pasuk of Tanish Bisu is like Vasulam Tzitzis, we spoke about that yesterday. Aleph may contradict Gimel. To ask the experts in the Sifrei Kehilas Yaakov to find out whether there's any clearing house to know whether the two simana, which are printed in close proximity, are compatible, especially since this comment here in Aleph is in brackets. These brackets came later, and I'm not sure if they reconciled with Siman Gimel, making a horror for those who are fans of the Kehilas Yaakov as I am, whether these two, in fact, are compatible given this comment or not. Fine. The question becomes, this is his last paragraph. According to me, Rashi shouldn't hold this bio, it shouldn't hold this in the glasse, because Rashi holds Tashvisu is Sheval Taseh. Rashi himself holds it in the glasse, the last Rashi in Tzadehem and Aleph. So he gives an interesting answer. He says, this Gemara in Tzadehem and Aleph, if you look over here in the Gemara, look in Tosis, Lo Sotzi Min Abayis, and Tzadehem and Aleph. So the Pasha to answer to Tosha's question is that our sugya holds the Lav Shekidmo Asei is a Nitig Lasei, which is one opinion of Makas Tetzvav. So that's the answer to Rashi. Rashi says Nitig Lasei only the Mandamar Lav Shekidmo Asei is like an intiglase, but Allah not that way. That's what he suggests over here at the end of Siman Gimel. Fine. Rabbosai, the Talmidim already have seen the Rebbe Kivei, non-existent apparently in other Shulchan Aruch, but I gave it around this morning in this Medrash. People looked at it. It really exists. Kivei has said, I didn't make it up. And we'll see others who say the same thing. Contemporaries of his. But the reason why the Afer is okay is what? It's because not the mitzvah, the Tosfos and Masechta Tmura, enough lamed gimel lamed beis. Who cares if mitzvah was sreifa or mitzvah was kvura or piru v'zuriyah leyam? Not the same as other nikbarim. Other nikbarim, you only bury them to prevent takala. That's not a mitzvah. You're just preventing a mikshel. Here is to prevent actually a mitzvah, and if not the mitzvah. That's Rebbe Kivei. The question becomes: Rebbe Kivei is so smart, how come no one else agrees with him? I mean, no one. But how come Tosfos is against him? Tosfos is the fairest right here. Pasha Pshat Tosfos that way. Enough Chof Aleph Mabez. That's how we got into the sugya. Chof Aleph Mabez. What did Tosfos say? Read again the Tosfos. Vaday the Kassar of the Lissana Minei Chof Aleph Mabez. Shum the Rabbi Yehuda the Yom HaMichomis B'Sreifa. Therefore, from Mutter. Av Rabbona the Mitzvos of B'Sreifa. Tzmena Nikbarim. The Kivega is against Tosfos. He's explaining the Rambam. That's okay. But the question is, why weren't they smart enough to figure the Svara of Rebbe Kivega out? That's the question. So, Rabbosai, take a look. I'm going to give you a teretz now for the Sefer pre Yitzchak, Siman Yutest. I have the Sefer here somewhere. I can't find it now. But if you see it floating around, bring it in. I'll show it to you inside. Who is the pre Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak Blaza, one of the greatest Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, who was a Rav in St. Petersburg, as it was called then, and I think now, which keeps changing names. But he was a tremendous goyim, a big tzaddik, and Vesov Yavim moved to Yerushalayim, and he wrote a sefer called the Pri Yitzchak. So he, in Siman Yutes, is bothered by this question. Rabbi Kivega makes sense, so then why does everyone else disagree with him? This is found. Look at the Tosfos before. Ovas mano, osir bano. Right. Tos at the end says, Alm osir bano. The Rabbi Yossi Aglili ain't sorok l'sorfo, ali yiritzenu lefnei kalvo, o yim kerenu l'nachu. Rabbi Yossi, you get an impression that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you can fulfill tashbisu how? By selling the chometz to a god. I says tashbisu. Who can finish the pasuk? The phrase Tashbisu what? Tashbisu mi batechem. That's the key phrase. Mi batechem. Doesn't say that Tashbisu sar min ha'olav. Tashbisu sar mi batechem. Who said so? The Rush. Turn to the Rush, please, if you don't mind. Here in Perek Beis, Siman Daled. You'll see it explicitly. Siman Daled. With a small little mem is found. A small mem. It's on, and I print this page, Yud, the third line. Avala sigotaras tavshilo, lemochol enochri mutter. We went this once before. V'ein sarach lashbiso min ha'olam, elami beso. Elami beso, as he says, beferish. Tashbiso sa'or, mi batechem. Said the pre-Yitzvah, it's Rosh Hashanah Shitaso, in the first parak. In Siman Daled, again, in Siman Daled. What's Siman Daled? He quotes over here a Mechilta. On both sides, a Mechilta. Have a turn, please, if you don't mind, to Perek Aleph, Siman Daled, towards the end. But a small yud of the Korban HaSanal is found. A Rami Mechilta. The Tani Hasan, the Batechel, Lama Nemar. Bisha Nemar, Bechol Gavul Choshimenech, Pshuto, Tamalama, Batechel. Abeischa b'shusra, av gvulcha b'shusra. Yotzo chemtel shonochi b'shusra, shu b'beiso, v'ni yochol l'vara. Yotzo chemtel shonochi b'shusra, b'shusra nochi, shu shalo, v'eno b'shusra. What's not under your control, not going to the b'batechem. You made the Gemara as ish ki yakash is beiso. Why is it mesent the Baba Kama? Ma beiso shalo, av kol shalo. Ma beiso b'shusra, av kol b'shusra. In order to be makdash or makdash something, so what Mafkir also spoke about earlier, has to be Shalcha, means it belongs to you, Uber Shuscha, under your control. That's what Bishus means. So if you're lacking either of those two, no Israel by your own, by your matzah either. So the minute I sell the chametz to a guy, it's no longer Shali. So I was Mekayim Tashbishus to Army Batechem. Right? Batechem should be taken in a literal sense. And right? This is the same expression is used in these two contexts. Tashbishus to Army Batechem. And the Mechilta of Batechem, it comes to exclude something which is not that does not belong to me or is not under my control. Fine. However, at the pre-Yitzchak, this idea, listen to me, that you can be Yotzi Tashbisu by merely getting rid of it from your house is only according to the Rabbana. Hashbasasa b'chol davar. So the Mefarer, Zoro L'Ruach, Matalayam, Mocha L'Goy. Doubt. But according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, you have to burn the chametz. You have to burn the chametz. Accept no substitutes. You must burn the chametz. Nothing else will suffice. You actually have to burn it. And if you don't burn it, no good. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Ein bi chametz ela bisreifa. Dafka. So what does tashbisu mean? Tashbisu means min ha'olam. Tashbisu means min. It does. The ones that are in the pasuk. But the question is, how far must you get rid of it? According to the Rush, yeah, get rid of it from your house, even though it still exists. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tashbisu Sar, which is in your house, to oblivion, to eliminate of the world completely, Dafka through Sreifa. This is what he suggests. This is what he suggests, the pre-Yitzchak. Neila Rabbi Osai, before going any further, he wants to answer a kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Siman Pei Gimel. There's quite a few simon here about chametz towards the end of the same Shagas Aryeh. Yes, Paul. Those want to look it up in this beautiful edition, page Tuf Nun Zayin. Elok, Tikshel Svaras Ramban, the Bevot Siyav Yerushus Osagi, we quoted from the Rush. Im Kain, Hoplup to the Rabbiudav Rabbanon, Bema Mavaro. He bestrayed for Dafka, Obachal Dover. How can that be? Vienna Motzia Bishusu Dafka. Vichi Bishuftani Askinan. She'ef Shalal Otzia Mirishuso. Vesakli Bahochi. Huena Motzia Lamabda Menolam. U mitzvahs Ashbos Shah de Beer Menolam. Hechi Meshkachasa. Just get it out of your house. This is Paga Uvahochi. Fascinating question. So he gives his own teretz. Once Pesach sets in, you can no longer get out of your house. You actually have to leave. You must completely eliminate it from the world.
Yes. What's the Ramban meant getting it out of your house in a halachic sense that it's not your shoes anymore, not that it's not like
okay. So the question still remains. Answers the Priyitzchak to this question. Enachinami, this idea of the what he calls it from the Ramban, which we quote it from the Rosh, maybe Tosfos, is all they call the Rabbanan, and the Beauty won't accept it. One more time. Shagas Arye asked the question, assuming that the getting out of your house would help you define it. It's good enough. So what's the fight about burning it versus pulverizing it? Just get out of the house. The answer is, according to Shita Sarab Yudah, it's not enough to get out of your house. Only called the Rabbanan is it enough. That's what he suggested for Yitzchak Siman Yutes. Again, to answer the Behochi, page Tof Nun Zayin, this edition of the Shagas Arye. With this, Rabbi Osai, we go back to the Magen Avraham and the Tosfos, etc., etc. Listen. Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Kivega said he doesn't see why it should be a problem with the Afer. Even according to the Rabbanan, it's a mitzvah to get rid of it. And after Mina, you can get rid of it this way, that way, or the other way. So it's not a mitzvah, so when you burned it, since the mitzvah is to eliminate it, all right, there are two different ways to do it. You can do it either by pulverizing it or by burning it. But either way, it's a mitzvah. Either way, it's a mitzvah. So if I happen to choose burning it, it's not a mitzvah. So answer the priyutz is not true. According to the Rabban, there's no mitzvah to get rid of it. It's enough to get it out of your house. Now, if you get it out of your house, no one's going to say you could enjoy it. Oh, great idea. I have chavetz. Nasa mitzvah. So what a great idea. This is an unbelievable idea. I have chavetz. And I'll accept the opinion of the Rosh and the Rabban. Tashbis Samir Batech. Good. I'll sell it to John. John, the chavetz is yours. Now I'm going to eat it. I'll enjoy it. What do you mean? Nasa mitzvah. So. As he puts it, Zeb Batel. That's ridiculous. Everyone agrees that that's not going to work. I repeat. If you burn it, or you maybe we'll see soon pulverize it, okay. I can hear Nasa Mitzvah, so is Ein Molen Bo, as Tosfos put it to the evidence, there's no Yisrael, no either. I'm going to give it, sell it to a Goy, now I'll say Nasa Mitzvah, so I fulfilled the Mitzvah by Tashpisa Sami Batechem. That's crazy. No one's going to accept that Lahalocha. That's totally impossible. So therefore, it's going to be Osir Bahano, according to Rabban. But according to Yehuda, no. The Ika Mitzvah is not to get it out of your house. No. The Ika Mitzvah is to get it out of this world and Dr. through Sreifa. It's a Mitzvah to get out of this world, Dr. through Sreifa. That's a legitimate Nasa Mitzvah. But according to Rabbanan, even if you choose to get it out of this world some way or other, whether it be pulverizing, whether it be burning, that additional aspect of getting it out of this world was not the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is getting out of your house. So the step two of getting out of this world cannot be called mitzvasa, and therefore it cannot be called nasa mitzvasa, and therefore there's no heter on the Afer according to the opinion of the Rabbanon. And therefore, he says the Magen Avraham is correct, and Rabbi Kivega is wrong. Kivega sounds right at the beginning, but Priyosel is actually wrong. Yes, sir?
Is this to say that he already did the mitzvah once he took it to the street?
That's another question. Shagas Ari answered that question too. See, if I take it to the Ruach, so the minute I walk out of the house, but I think your answer is correct about that. Let me walk out of the house. It's in my hand. So if I throw into the ocean, it's not going to show the Yibushusi. He has that question too. I didn't want to.
So it's
loved up.
You just put it on the street if you want. You could be like
Mafkir. Mafkir, yeah. If you're Mafkir, Pashup Shah, you're also Yotzer. Pashup Shah. Pashup Shah. Tashpisa was Bithel Kota Tosin in his Hefka. I didn't read you that extra question. But since you raise it, yes, like this. Rabbanan, Dabim Fav Zoruah, Omat Leyam, Tashbasa, Rech Shemotzio, Mereshusa, Latilo Leyam, Leruch to my hand, like this. Hosagali Behochi, Lomele Sulas Rosal and Hatila. To my hand, out of my house. Out of my house. It's in your full possession of control. Yes.
So I understand that according to Rabbanan, it's enough just to get it out of the house and not necessarily to burn it. But if you were burning it, you'd still be Yosef Mitzvah. You'd still be Mekayim Mitzvah.
Correct. As the Priyatzuk put it, What'll happen if I take this the chometz and I sell it to a goy? Complete, total sale. Can I now have a no from it based on Nasa Mitzvah? We intuitively understand the answer to that question is no. We maybe should think a little bit more how to formulate it rigorously. Why not? It's crazy, you know, but why not? So I gotta understand why not. But when it says Nasa Mitzvah, it means if that mitzvah is done with an action which affects the object itself, which just affects its ownership, that cannot be, that's not the kind of Nasa Mitzvah that we're used to other areas of Allah. And therefore, you just, when you decide to burn it, that's what's called piling on. Right? It's already out of your Rishon. It's extra. But the fundamental mitzvah of Tashmir is getting out of your house. That itself cannot be a matter of Allah. So the burning, it's the subsequent burning also can't, or the either subsequent or substituting act of burning doesn't work either.
If it's considered your shoes here in my house as long as I'm holding on to it, and now I can either give it to a goy, leave it on the street corner, or let's say burn it.
Correct.
And I decide to burn it.
Right.
And that's still considered now.
I'm trying to explain to you.
Even if it's not.
You're right. Since the mitzvah itself, fundamentally, is mibatecha, and that mitzvah can be discharged by selling it to a goy. Although I choose to discharge the mitzvah by burning it, I went beyond the minimum. And therefore, since the minimum is to get out of your house, and that minimum, which would not be matter, because it's a goy, you sold it to a goy, there's no change in the chefza, there's no way it's called nasa mitzvah. So, either I went beyond the letter of the law, and I not only gave it to a goy, I destroyed it, that extra thing that I went from selling it to burning it, that's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is stage one. I may have done it stage one and two together, but since stage one is eka mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. So from our perspective, stage two won't help either. That's a very nice svara. Priyitzlov, simon yutes. Yes, sir.
I mean, it still seems a little hard to understand. So you see that they're arguing on the word
nibatechem.
But it really sounds like they're arguing on how to destroy it,
You're right. They were arguing how to destroy it. That's what starts. But the idea of the rush, and the quotes here from the Ramban, that Tashbif Samit Batechem is discharged by getting it out of your Shelcha or your Bishuscha, that works only according to the Ramban. According to Yehuda, that you have to actually burn it, then we're suggesting now that Svara will not work. And you must say, although it says in the Pasuk, Tashbif Samit Batechem means Tashbisu b'sreifa, and therefore it's got to be tashbisu from the world. Either word b'batechem is used, yeah, it's used, but it cannot be taken too far. We'll see soon what I'm driving at a little bit. Adkan so far, Rabosa. This is the yisod of the pre Yitzchok Simen Yud Tes. Nu, what about the Rambam? The Rambam holds differently. Kivega is defending the Rambam. Right? The Rambam is saying that if you pulverize the chametz, it's considered to be, he said it would be considered to be permissible. Why? Did we just quote a mechilta? It's enough to get it out of your house? The answer is, he says, the Rambam paskins against the mechilta. He quotes a Ran who said so. Now, which Ran does he mean? I think he means the Ran, which is those who want to look it up. Because the Ran, I couldn't find the Ran that has been favorish with the Rambam paskins against the Mechilta. I think he means the Ran on the Gemara Davavam and Aleph, which is in Beis and Beis in the old Rans, which in our print, let's see if we can find it. In our print is on page Hey. You have page A, the bottom right paragraph. The bottom right paragraph. He quotes the Mechilta. Right? Batechem. He quotes the whole Mechilta story. Very nice. Quotes the Mechilta story. But if you look on the next column, the end of the narrow lines, Aval Rambam Zal holds da 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 da. What do you mean Aval Rambam Zal? So I think what he's trying to say is that the Rambam is against the Ramban and the Mechilta. Because everything, right before the Avalaram is the Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Mechilta, as we already saw. The Rambam disagreeing, I'm putting two and two together, the Rambam disagrees with the Mechilta. He disagrees with the Mechilta, that Tashpisarsh means from the world. Burn it, pulverize it, throw it into the ocean, but Nasa Mitzvahs in all cases, like a Bekiveger. So he's saying a Bekiveger is right, according to the Rambam, who denies the Mechilta, but he'd be wrong, according to the Olos Rishonim, who accept the Mechilta. That's the Bar of the Priyitzah in Simon Yud Tes. Fascinating. It would be really not right if we didn't discuss Reb Chaim's teretz of his question to him. That's kind of what the question is. The question is, how can the Rambam paskin you're allowed to burn chametz? After all, we all know that hanikbarim is afron asur, and it's according to Rambam paskin rabbanon, so afron should be asur. But promises the Gemara on Aftani Hay, the lava de glace. So we're gonna do with all this. I'm gonna read you Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is very brief. It's one of the shorter Reb Chaims. Reb Chaim here is saying it's very clear. Some Reb Chaims are hard to understand. This is very easy to understand. Whether it's right or wrong, that will see. Rabosai, it all starts with this. Why is there Malkus according to the Rambam? Why is it not the glace? Sakam Sadiye. Why is this first thing? Rabbi Kiveg. Kiveg says he quotes our Rabbi Kiveg. He had Reb Chaim at it. I know Yosha Reb Chaim at it. Rabbi Kiveg says that if you pulverize the chametz, it should be even if Hashmasasa Bechaldava, it's Tashbisu. So should we offer and mutter according to Rabbanan as well as according to Rabbi Yehuda? That's exactly what Rabbi Kiveg said. He quotes it, Reb Chaim at it. Venira. Okay. Venira. I'm reading you Reb Chaim. It's really it's a paragraph. It's so short. This is such a I'm gonna read it come out the whole thing. The Lo Dami Ha Mitzvah Shel Tashpisu Tashpasasa B'Chol Davar L'Mitzvah Sreifa. This is Reb Chaim vocabulary. Those who from the brisket vocabulary. The Mitzvah Tashpisu B'Shari Hashpasos Havi Iker Ha Mitzvah Shlo Yela Ha'Bailam Chavitz. What's the word Baila mean? What's the G word? That's Baila?
Gavra.
Mashenken in mitzvahs of Yisrefa have a mitzvah shechayel beha chefta shel hachometz. Here it is. Chefta shel hachometz. The chalabo din Yisrefa. Uli inhetta the nasis mitzvahso be'ino and davka shei nasis mitzvahso beha chefta. Oz niter ha chefetz. Look, Shabbailim Kimu Mitzvah Derami Alayu Yenita Bezah Chefza. And therefore the Torah makes a Gavaldik Achiluk. If Hashem Sasa Bechol Dover, the Bailim did the Gavra did the Mitzvah, but the Efer is Asa. That's the Sreifa and the Chefza. The Efer is Mutter. Ad Kan Reb Chaim's answer to the question of Rabbi Kiveg. Okay? He got his own answer. His own answer. Beautiful answer, right? Beautiful answer. Well, if he's there, we understand the Rambam about Glass A. Why is it not Lita Glass A? Because Tashbisu is fundamentally an Isser Asay. Shelo Yielo Chometz. You should not have Chometz. That's if only Hashem Sosa Bechol Dover. As we said earlier, then the Ikas the Gavra shouldn't have any Chometz. But if it's Mitzrasa Visrefa, what's that? What's that? The mitzvah nasis begufa chayfetz. Then it's nitiglase, exactly the same as sreifas nosar. As sreifas nosar. And it's a mitzvah asay, and therefore it's nitiglase. So the Rambam says that it's what? Not nitiglase, gidi pasin like the rabbonim. I didn't want to have tzadi hey. The enigmatic Reb Chaim. The Suga Tzadihei Hokkaima Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda Ukimavuar Besuga Shem. I both said we're all open to Tzadihei. Everyone said, how should we open to Tzadihei? Please fill in the blank. Where's Mavuar Besuga Shem that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds this also in the Sreifa, the Tiglase. Rabbi Yehuda holds this also in the Chaldava, then not. So in the back of the fancy Reb Chaim's, they have the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish says about that line of Reb Chaim, "Ain't a mubon, uve Gemara ain't zechel am yunivikan." What? We don't. We have what? Where do you find that the Gemara wasn't going to be Yehuda? Where do you see it there? Where do you see it? Where? That's the Chazon Ish's technical problem with the last line of the Reb Chaim. But the much more fundamental point which Reb Chaim raises, Reb Osai, is what in fact is the source for the mitzvah of Sreifa according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we read the Gemara yesterday on the Afchav Zayin of Abayz, but how you read that Gemara is a major dispute among the Gdolei Hadoros Shalafanein. A major dispute. But before getting to that Gemara, I feel it's only responsible if I quote to you the contemporary Rabbi Kiveger that I mentioned to you before. Who is he? Who is he? Who is this contemporary Rabbi Kiveger who said basically the same thing? He's all contemporaries, correct? Who else? Who else at the same time? Who else at that time? Gdol Yolam Mamish. Yeah, correct. Who else? We know that the K was a contemporary of the Ktos and the Nesivis. He wrote correspondence to the Nesivis. Well, the Ktos is the one. In the Sefer Avnei Meluim, Shelos and Shuvas in the back, Simon Yutes. Same question. Listen to this. Something quite amazing. Nikbarin is a mitzvah of bekach, not mitzvah, and the tzarech l'salcha min ha'ayin shlo yavar shum bal chayel l'ochlo. Ma'ashen kein hecha de mitzvah so ba'ashvah so kevin shen nasa mitzvah so adei streifa mutter achakach ba'ano sefro. Exactly the same svara, word for word, as Rabbi Akiva Eger. Word for word. Word for word. The same, it's exactly the same thing, word for word. It's like this. Look at Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel. So what Avodah Zarah, Mefar of Azor L'Ruach. So the question becomes, Tosis asks the question, Nase Zevel U'Megadol Tzmochim V'Atorah Amro Lo Yidbak B'yotchem U'umem V'Nacherim. The reason we're not supposed to take the Avodah Zarah and throw it to the winds, to become fertilizer, to make the tree grow better, you can have hano. So Tosfos says, Akasha, by chometz, Amru chachomim mefar v'zor l'ruach, hogam hu nase zevel megadol tzmochim. How can you pulverize the chometz and throw it to the wind? It's gonna make the tree grow better. You can have hano from chometz to Pesach. Tosfos Kasha. Let's get stuck with the Kasha. They gave it to Teretz. Says the Avnei Meluim, no! Nasim mitzvaso. You receive the ana from chometz, which is nasim mitzvaso. It's no longer an Easter ana. As I state, I'm reading to you. Hecha this abin mitzvaso su ein molen bo. Osi shapir. Afagab de megadol tzmochem achakach. Kevin she mefarim as orei al ruach. For nasim mitzvaso u mutol lehonos b'tzmochem shemal achakach. Kumov eifran esrof. He bit the bullet, did the Avnei Meluim. That once it's Nasa Mitzvaso, there's no longer any din of Isur Hana. So in the footnote, these are great footnotes, but tremendous, Matrovsky is tremendous footnotes. He quotes the Minchas Baruch, Simen Samach Zayin, where it's a kash against Rabbi Kiveg. I went looking for the Priyitzuk, I couldn't find it, so I was a few minutes late. But I found the Minchas Baruch that I wasn't looking for. Okay, so you win some and lose some. Here in Simon Samach Zayin, let's see if we can find it in the original Sefer, quoted here by the footnote. Simon Samach Zayin. Afron Shulchomis Osabano. Talks about the Mogan Avram. Talks about, the standard discussion. And it's the following question. Does he mean to tell me that I can take chametz and pulverize it and eat it? What? What? That's totally impossible. Totally impossible. How can it be? Kshata mafar v'zor l'ruach holo nishtalan ha-chomes ikumo shahoya u'poshut t'chol piru b'fnei atzmo osur b'achilo v'ano men ha-torah kin chazi shir shosu men ha-torah u'kshemachnet v'na piru en kazayis v'cholam chayev kores tohu chomes lo nishtana klal. It wasn't changed, it was just pulverized. In kein iem shiklal lo magabe ha-shposo t'chshakim ha-shposo is avid mitzvose u'poka yisura. You know what it reminds me of? The Pri Yitzchak that I couldn't find. I found one instead of the other. Pri Yitzchak says, if you sell it to a goy, you'll mekayim the mitzvah. You mean to tell me you can now eat it? God, that's ridiculous. It wasn't a change in the Chefza. Said the Michas Baruch, if you pulverize it, it's also not a change in the Chefza. You just make one big thing into many small things, many smithereens. What do you need? Nisrafim, oh, Nisrafim. Liachas Reif Olek Yisur, it's completely changed it completely. A different object. Nas mitzvah, okay, he burned it. But according to the Chachamim, since you can fulfill the mitzvah that say Nashbasa with pulverizing, when the crumbs are also be achilim and the rice and the achilim cards, if you put them together, so we have Shalom HaKeim in this Avim mitzvah, Yipok Yisurah. Even if you burned it, the Afer is also. Because that's not the essence of the mitzvah. Very, very similar to the Pri Yitzchak. I'm so glad I found it, because the footnote didn't quote it completely. It's page 158, paragraph, Omnam Ani Yastayti. Everything starts with Omnam. One, two, three, four in a row starts with Omnam. This is the second one. Omnam Ani Yastayti.
Who was the Minchas Baruch?
Per Hador, Mor Rabbi Baruch Lavsky, Abezin Dekila Krink. In Litta. Wow. There's a Chazanish. The Chazanish wrote in Michas Baruch too. They have his Gilgalas and Chazanish. Look at that. Obviously, Chazanish didn't write on Stama Yid. He must have been from the real Gedolim. Let's see. There's no year over here. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's a 1896. Who can read Cyrillic? You read Cyrillic? No. Tough race involved in Varsha. Baruch. Krink was, I think, a Litvish town. I wonder if the Chazanish is in the back on this. Maybe he talks about this too. Let's see in the back. Let's see. Do you have anything here? Let's see. I don't see what it is. I don't see. They say they have the Chazanish in the back, but I'm not finding anyone. Again, I can't find what they say. I found it. You know the Chazanish? No, very few things. Only doesn't have. Reb Chaim, the Chazanish took apart everything and it doesn't let anything go. But it's not printed there. They even say that the Chazanish had a Hasag on the title. Really? Chidushi Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi. There's a little number Rabbeinu Alevi Rishon. By the way, it's not, you know, classically it's true, but if you look at the Pesach Shiva, always calls Chidush Rabbeinu Akiveg. It's not as if it's never used colloquially. So the story goes that the Briskas answered back, Lo Matzinu Chazon Me'oz Yishayo Hanavi. This is all just jokes, but these Gedolim respected each other tremendously, just like, you know, sometimes. They didn't print that Hasoga in these Gedolim. I never saw the Ksav. Yeah, I'm just giving you. Just to make the shiur a little more Lebanon here, boss. This is a serious idiom over here. After a little bit of a, I don't know if it was a comic relief, but a little relief in terms of this is hard stuff here. So that's a good kasha that the Minchas Baruch asks against the Rebbe Kiveg in footnote 91 on Avnei Melun. He quotes that. We just read it in the original. You should look it up. Always look things up. Don't trust. Always look everything up. Always look it up. Yeah, so that's a big problem. So really, what is it in all these cases? It's so hard to understand what it really is.
Maybe in such a case we would say, actually.
Okay, so eating is optional. Good. What about Hanoah?
Yeah, maybe.
Takabi Mutri, you said. That's what the Adam said. It's Mutri. Not necessarily Mutri eat. It's Mutri Hanoah. It's Tosh Kash Nevoda Zerman Gimel. So I guess Achil will be awesome. Shem Achshele. Good. So he'll say in a Chinami. He put the bullet. Takabi Mutri. Hanoah. That's what he said. He said it in Farish. It's Tosh Kash Nevoda Zerman Gimel. Let's look at the Ran, Rabbi, say page Tesvav. Please turn to the Ran, Tesvav, in our print, if you don't mind. The Ran, page Tesvav.
If we just said from the Minchas Baruch that...
I don't hear you.
If we just said from the Minchas Baruch that pulverizing it isn't Nasim Mitzvah, so then why would one be allowed to get
hung up? Obviously, they argue with each other. The Minchas Baruch is not obvious. He claims that you smash into the smithereens. It's exactly the same thing. It's just a smaller part of it. Rabbi said there comes a time when Kamus influences Echus. It's not like a philosophy here. Where quantity influences quality. It really shouldn't be for a pure classical sense. But if you take a piece of bread and you smash it into smithereens, yeah, it's bread. Of course it's bread. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's just crumbs. That seems to be the philosophical machlokes over here. I mean, I use the word philosophy in a negative sense. That's what they're fighting about. Right? The Avdelum said you took the bread and made it into crumbs. It's now some mitzvahs. It's transformed. Not the same as he's selling it. The Brituch said everyone agrees with that. Selling is not going to be. And the Brituch says no. I had one piece of bread. I have 1,000 pieces of bread. It's still bread.
Come on, the first verse. The Peirun and Bato Me'aleim.
Bato Me'aleim from the perspective of ownership. Like sell to a guard is also Bato from that perspective. But still the Cheft is the same Cheft. Rabbi, so what bracha would you make on a crumb of bread?
Amotzi.
That leans to the direction of the Minchas Baruch. Okay, what does the Ran say? Let's go back to the Ran. The Ran on page Tesvav in this print, and I wrote down in the old print, it's on page Hayam and Beis. Here's the page Tesvav at the very top. We saw this already before. V'davka Cherech, the first, second line. V'davka Cherech Konev Zmano. Avaliach Zmano Lo Poka Yisurei Ad Sarif Leil Gamri. And if Sarif Leil Gamri, then what? Then what? The Beferish Etz Mutter. The Ran. The Ran's the Beferish Etz Mutter. If it is what? If it is Cherech Leil Gamri. Mefurish Ran. Black and white. The Ran said so. Right? The Ran said so. Now, the Ran said so. Who the Ran Paskin like? Look on the previous page, you Dalit. Chachamim over the top of column, left column. The father is early Ruach Matlaya. Mukhim begemod the Rabban and the Sharnaris boy Pir, Abel Yamamelech la boy Pir. The less of the Rabbuda, the main being Chavis on the Srefa. The Yochid Biramaloch Yerabim. I Tosis Paskin and his Mishnah and Tmura. No, it's wrong. He passed like the Rabbanan. Wait a second. He passed like the Rabbanan. But if it's Cherchel, Sarf the Gamer, it's Mutabano. Hey! This is Rabbi Kiveger. The Rambam is like the Ran. Ooh, what? Look at that. We saw yesterday that the Rambam passes at the Pechamim are also. So I think it was Mordechai suggested, who said that Pechamim and Ephraim are the same thing? So as a matter of fact, Avdei Miluim is exactly your point. I told you yesterday when I come to it today, you're Mechavin to the Avdei Miluim. No less than authority. The Habalak Tos HaChoshen, the God of Ador, is exactly that. Simin Yud Tes. Look what he says. Chometz is Afram Mutter. Nasim Mitzvaso. Pechomim is us. Now, the Rambam never said Afram is us. Afram is Mutter. I Pechomim are us. Where did it come from, Rabbi Osai? A Gemara Chavav Amid Beis. Chavav Amid Beis. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Please turn to Chav Vav Amid Beis, if you don't mind. This is the Gemara that Avdei Miluim quotes. Chav Vav Amid Beis. Bishla gabe gecholim. Says Tosis. Bishla gabe gecholim. Bishla dafka b'diyevet. Afal gav the kohen istrofim. Afra muter. Afilo lechatchila. Yesh lechalek. Ben Ephron legecholim. Here it is. Rabbi also befurish and Tosis. Yovart. A Tosis. The Adi Meluim says exactly the same thing. A distinction between Efer, which is Mutter, and Gecholim, which is Asur. Oh. Now. Adi Meluim goes back now to the Gemara on Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Our Gemara, so we all start with this Gemara. The Gemara says, Lo Yasi Botana Vikirai, Pshita, Lo Tzricha Lev Yudah. The man be a chometz al esreifa. Saga chamin a whole v'amar av yudah mitzvahs of esreifa. V'hadid de kosara flay the sani minei. Komash malon. Right? What exactly is this all about? What's this havamina? What's pshat? Says the Avnei Meluim, if the havamina is, it should be like truma tmeya. Because truma tmeya is mutal asiko tachas tavshilo. The kohen can eliminate it and have anah while he is eliminating it. That's the havamina. So the question becomes, and this is a question which is raised by the Tosfos Shatz, Tosfos Rashba on this stuff. I'm going to have a kovetz. Have a kovetz? Go with some portion. I left mine downstairs. Go ahead. Not a kovetz? No, there's a kovetz here? Okay. Fine, I'll read it to you. I know what it says. Even according to the Rabbanan, you should have the same havamina. Look, let's say it's mutter like truma tmeya. Truma tmeya is mutter according to everybody. That's the Tosfos Shantz's question. Tosfos Rashba of Shimshon ben Avraham. Here's the following answer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the afro is mutter. You might have thought it's mutter even when you're burning it. According to the Rabbanan, that afro also, kavachomer, Bishastrei. That's what we said from the very beginning. Then he asked the following question. What's the havamina, Rabosai? Kherchalachasmano is asur. What's the havamina? We just learned. Kherchalachasmano was asur. How can it be a havamina that while you're burning it, it's mutter? We said the fairish kherchalachasmano is asur. The answer to Tosfos Shatz as follows. Kherchal means you're not making it into ashes. You're singeing it, you're burning it. It's like pechamim. It's not like that. It's the same as what we saw. It's tzas be'en. That's what he says. Yes?
Why is the question only on Rabbi Yehuda?
That's the question. That's what everyone asked me that question yesterday. What's going on? Right? He cannot accept Tosis. Right? So the Vilna Gaon said, although I still don't understand, no one came back to me. I gave you a whole day to figure it out. No one came back to me. The Vilna Gaon said, I'll read you one more time, inside. This every Shulchan Aruch has this Gemara. No one said this. Yivega is only some fancy Shulchan Aruch. But the Birak grows in every Shulchan Aruch that I know about. Every Shulchan Aruch that is printed these days, I mean, as a standard Mefarshim, has a Birak grow. So I'll read it to you again, and I just don't. Again, maybe you can also consult the Sefer Birchas Hillel. I think maybe I have it downstairs probably. I looked at it. I had no nachas from it. I have it in my house. What's its faults? El af lechachamim ikar b'sreifa. How do you know? Chafal mebeis lo yasek b'chule lo tzricha el Rabbi Yehuda. Next four words. Mashma degam lerabbanon nicha. What's nicha? The result. Sure, the result is nicha. It's going to be asur. But is the havamina nicha? Can this havamina exist according to the Rabbana? The Gemara seemed to say no. The Tosfos Rashi explaining the Gemara seemed to say no. Tosfos seemed to say no. And the Gemara says yes. I just don't understand. It says ayin Tosfos Bahadi. Means he's arguing with Tosfos. Ayin. Use the word va'ayin in the Gemara means he's arguing. Va'ayin. Ayin without a vav means he accepts it. Ve'ayin, that's what they say. Okay, so he has ve'ayin. He's arguing with Tosfos. But how do you read the Gemara? There must be a basic way. So I think Mordechai said it's based on mitzvahs of the Hanus Mitzvah, something along those lines. But that's not going to help this. That's still only according to the Rabbanim, the Rabbi Yehuda, and according to the Rabbanim. The kids, I don't find, I'm just missing a piece. Please, let me know. Sunday, you let me know. She's supposed to be Skyped here on Sunday. That's the plan. It's all supposed to be all set. Did they experiment yesterday? It worked? I hope it's going to work.
Huh?
Normal
time.
Normal time. Normal time. Normal time. So, but if it doesn't work, you can go back to learn. But remind me, I'm going to have a cell phone with me. So, after we'll exchange cell phones, just in case. When I was Skyping in camp to Camp Marashat or something, I was in for my son's wedding. So, I was Skyping, and then the first day worked like a charm. And the second day, we saw each other, but they couldn't hear me. So, I had to use a cell phone together with the Skype. So, expensive phone call, but all right, but it was for Shia. Yeah.
Could you maybe just explain that? I mean, the Tosfos Shas is trying to explain. He's bothered by with Herchel
yes. What's the Havamina that our Gemara is suggesting that it's mutter to be sorry, to be masik botana b'kirat on Pesach? What, look, I'm already burning it. I'll throw it under my pot to cook my chont. My Pesach to cook chont. How can that be? Herchel Bismano is also b'ana. The answer is kerachom means it's singed, it's burned, but there's still some substance to it. Ephraim means it's not going to be turned into ashes. Something along those lines. Now, it's true, while it's being used as fuel, it may not be ashes yet. You have to be a chemist to know this job. When the heat comes out of any fuel, is it at the point when it changes the carbon dioxide? What kind of, who's a chemist here? Nobody? A little bit? But it may depend upon that. But if it's the heat comes up when it actually transforms, that'll be better for this Tosfos Shas. You go online and figure that one out too. Let me know on Sunday. Okay? The result of your yeah.
I'm not sure I understand the
My lumpness in the Tosfos Shas is that while the chametz is still chametz, it's not really giving off heat. As long as you can recognize it as bread, now when it turns into ashes, that's when it's giving off the heat. That, otherwise, his svar is very shvach. It's again a chercha. When you throw it under the fire, you're throwing a whole piece of bread under the fire. So it goes in different stages. First it gets singed, then it gets burned, then it turns into ashes. And I'm assuming that the real heat is coming out when it turns into ashes. I'm not sure if that's true or not. So you'll have to do the science.
It's right the hottest. The end is complete,
of the option being complete. Right,
the hottest,
the entire. Right, but I want to know. Okay, that's when the real heat's coming. Because a little heat doesn't count. Okay, it probably is a little bit gradual in the scientific perspective. Fine, Rabosa. There's only one problem. Everything we said until now is against a Gemara Mufureshes. Not in Psachim, but in Tvura. Now, we're not big Bekim in Tvura. But the Avin Lul was, who's the Bokhi of Masech of Tzmura? I read the Gemara Tzmura, which seems to be against this whole Rabbi Kiveger with the Avin Luluim. That whole group seems to be against. And remember, Reb Chaim quoted it approvingly. So add Reb Chaim to the mix, right? Am I right? He quoted, at least he quoted at one stage, and I didn't argue with the entire. At the end he did argue, but. Shouldn't I take that back? Reb Chaim does argue with Rabbi Kiveg. But Rabbi Kiveg has the Avdim. Let me read it again. I read it to you already yesterday. We read it again today. The last daf of Masech Tzmura on daf Lamed Dalet Oman Aleph seems to say Beferish against this. What does it say in the Gemara? Ve'eluhan Yisrofin Omar Mar Chometz B'Pesach Yisorev Sosam Lontanek Rabbi Yehuda. Yamar, Ein B'Yachometz Elisrei. So it says, okay, that's okay. But it also says, at least according to the Gears of Tos in the Mishnah itself, Hanisrafim Afron Mutter, Vanikborin Afron Osir. And Eilan Hanisrafim, Chometz B'Pesach. 2 plus 2 is 4. And the only way that the Nisrafim is Afron Mutter, by Chometz Pesach as it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you put everything together, it's the Mefurish between the Mishnah and the Gemara together, it's black on white, that according to the Rabbanon, Afron Osu. So the Bechila of the Rabbi Kiveg and Adam Loh, they're against it. But Gemara Mifu Reshes. Doesn't count comments in either one. Why?
I don't know why, but...
Why? Says Avni Malur, something incredible. This is as follows. The Rambam, he makes your point, left it out. Lo hiska Ram din afran she'asur doesn't mention comments either in either list. In either list. It's not in the, list of the Nikvarim or the list of the Nisraf. This is towards the end of Simon Yud Tes in Shuvas Avnei Malur. The Yisra, he quotes the Magen Mishnah. Yisra pachom and mavur, tavi kecherecho, lachas mano. The old, ein chomets v'pesal and israfin, she'afron mutter. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Said that, no. Lo also a Rambam al pechamin ulechatchila, avol Ephraim mutter afil lechatchila. This answers Tosis' question. What Tosis' question? It totally doesn't exist. He quotes a question of Tosis. Sof Tmura. But it says over there, Nistrafim the Gvarim Basav Bechalav Nistrafim Arla Klaya Kerim Hikshu. This phantom Tosis. Rabosa, if you can find this, you get a prize. Hikshu the phantom Tosis. The lech of Nami Chometz with Pesach. So that was my Ayin Shav. Awol, this Tosis. Footnote 94. Tamu Ma'od. It does say in the Mishnah that Chom B'Sav Pesach is Ben Anistrafim. Tosis? There's no such Tosis. Imre Bina asked the question. I couldn't find it downstairs. If you can get me Imre Bina, Simon Ches and Pesach, he asked this question. The phantom tells us. Doesn't exist. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai. The question becomes, all right, doesn't exist. But the Gemara exists. See, here, Rabbi Osai, I have to tell you the real truth. And this truth I found, of all places, in learning on my own, in the stipler, Kilus Yaakov. Not in Aleph Beis and Gimel that we saw already, but in Yud Gimel, which we'll get to. He makes a fascinating observation. I keep telling you the Mishnah is Beferish, Hanisrafim Afron Mutter, Vanikborin Afron Osir. Rabbo said the Gemara said so. Nikborin Afron Osir, Nisrafim Afron Mutter. That's a Gemara. Is it a Mishnah? Tosfos says it's a Mishnah. The Tosis on, so it would appear. The Tosis in, the Tosis usually go in order. Anyway, on the Nisrafim, they give you a whole list. What's in the Nisrafim? The Mishnah Naflam and Gimel Lamed Beis. What are the Nisrafim? Chomas the Pesach Yisarit, Utruma Tamea, V'Orla Klai Kerem. That's the list of the Nisrafim. That's the list. What's Nikbarim? Kachim. Shara Niska, Legla Rufa, Tifara Mitzara, Seyan Nazir, Petach Amar, Basa Bechalov, Chush, Chubazara, a longer list. The list of found. Says Tosis, Hanistrara, Fim Afram Mutta, Nikbaram Afram Asur, Sarachian, right? It seems to be going on the Mishnah itself. So it appears. It's going on the Mishnah itself. The bottom footnote is as follows. Hatosvus garsu beheder masnisin, hanisrafim afra mutter. Bechainir bedivra tosvus kamon, dirimasl, nisrafim. The nicha yigarsina nisrafim afra mutter, which apparently was a girsa in the Mishnah itself. And it says, v'ayin rashak. What's the rashak? The rashak was for the gedolei hador mamish. The Teferi Shmuel, and he wants Svarim on Kachin. Some books on Kedoshim, different Svarim. And he says, if you look at our Mishnah, it's not there. I did a double take. Never take Tosfos' word for it. On the same page! on this page. And I read the Mishnah so many times, and never noticed those words are not found in the Mishnah, not in our text. It never says in our Mishnah, Hanisrafin Afren Mutlim and Akbarim Afren Osim. Had it said it, then 2 plus 2 is 4. It says in the Mishnah, Eila Nisrafin Chomez of Pesach. And the Gemara says only according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it comes out, black on white, no choice, that according to the Rabbana, what's it in? Rabbana, what's it in? What's it in? No. Chomez of Pesach is Minan Nikbarim, according to the Rabbana. And therefore what? Afren what? Help. Afren Osir. But if you don't have the Girsa, if the Girsa doesn't exist, Rebbe Osai, the Girsa doesn't exist in our Mishnah of Anisrafim, Afron Osir, Nikbar, and Afron Mutter, so then, who said? Right? Our Mishnah just lists off Nisrafim and Nikbar. Yes, it's a Memra on Taflamadal, it sounds like it's a Memra. I don't know if it's even from Tanoim. Right? It's just a Memra. Nikbarim, Afron Osir, Nisrafim, Afron Mutter. Right? Okay. That's a general memory in the world. Has nothing to do with chametz. It's not going on our Mishnah. It's a general. Now, it's true that chametz and pesach is from the Nisrafim from the Mishnah's perspective, because the bottom line is that we have to burn it. That's true. But how this relates to the status of the offer, it's anybody's guess. Because the words afra are not found in the Mishnah. This could lead to one of two radical conclusions. Rebbe Akiva Eger, not so radical. What's that? That chametz bePesach, even according to the Rabbanon, is Afra Mutter. That's what Rebbe Akiva Eger says. Because now it's a mitzvah. So it's not against the Gemara anymore. Why? Because in the Mishnah itself, that phrase is not found. So it doesn't matter. The Gemara does say that chametz bStrafim is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a Mefurash Gemara. But that doesn't this nothing to do with the status of the Afer. That's only a memory later on. But talking radical, this is what it's talking about. It's really radical. It's possible, Rabbi Osai, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Afron also. Whoa. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. We keep saying now, according to the Rabbanon, it's possible. Afron's Mutter, we keep Eger. One could suggest the exact opposite. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Afer is what is also. We don't understand why it should be so. We'll get to it. But it's possible. It's not against the text. That's the proper way to answer the question of Rabbi Yehuda against himself, where he was in some phantom Tarsus. I don't know what it means. I just don't know. I don't know. I do not know. So here I've all said, I want to say about Parsha for 5 minutes, but just leading up to tomorrow, to Sunday Shia. Here's the most fundamental question of why, and you have to look it up in the Gemara Chof Zayin Beis. They keep both sides in this controversy, which we'll get to, quote the same Gemara. The same exact Gemara question, what's the Gemara's conclusion? The Gemara over here, Abosai, on Daf Chof Zayin Beis, tells us the source for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's Nosar, fundamentally, and it goes back and forth, all kinds of questions and answers. We read it briefly yesterday. Here's the Shaila, Rabbi Osai. I'm just presenting it for a minute. We'll discuss it by Arichas. What is the Mechayev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of burning the Chametz? Is it Tashbisu? That's the Mechayev of burning the Chametz? Or is it the fact that it's Asabana, like Klaya Keren? Right? Well, the other examples we just read from the Mishnah in the Sechta, Temura, Truma Tmeya, Orla, Klaya Keren. Which one is it? Is it Tashbisu? Or is it the Yisra Ano? I mean, we could think of an example. What if the Goyz Chametz? So, I just hand off, but if somehow or other I had a Goyz Chametz, I had to get rid of somehow. Would I have to burn it? It's not Tashbisu, but it belongs to a Goy. That's what we do. That is what we have to talk about, Mr. Shemot Santa. Yes?
Isn't the
Yisra Ano? Tukadesh. Right. Right. So you are in effect saying that Tashbisu and Tukadesh are parallel. Right. Then it should be Minhag Nisrafim, right? Not everyone agrees with you. So we'll have to discuss it on Sunday. I want to say a couple of words. Yeah?
I mean, it could be also that the fact that
back via two vayesh by someone that's a davar aser, Rabbi Yehuda will say that the way we interpret tashbisu applying to a davar aser is also tashbisu min ha'ol. That's
part right. Of that's what that was said, but we spoke about it earlier today. Correct.
And it's part of the same story.
Correct. We're both saying a couple of words in the parsha. Just one phrase. In the parsha, we read about Avraham Avinu. Vayavo apolos vayagel Avraham ha'ivri. The Chazal say in the Medrash, what does Ivri mean? He is on one side of the world. He's on one side, and the rest of the world is on the other side. That's what it says. There are two different sides of the world. Avraham is on one side, and the whole world, kol olam kulo, is the Eber Ha'achir. It's difficult to be against the entire world. The world has a very powerful influence upon all of its inhabitants. And in the global village that we inhabit today, whatever goes on anywhere in the world immediately influences many individuals. The more open a person is to the outside world, the more influenced he can be by the outside world. The Rambam writes in the Perek Vav in the Chosdeus, Halacha Aleph, that if the world is not doing well, a person must withdraw from the world. Yes, you can still live in town as long as they will allow you to be secluded from the outside influence. And if that's impossible, either find a different city, or, writes the Rambam in his dramatic presentation, you go to the caves and the desert. Yes, you become a caveman with all of the negative connotations. Rambam says, "Never a cave." Rambam says so. Going to the Maros, the Midbaros, okay, you're going to be a desert man, all right. Those are the two choices it gives you if you cannot find a town where they'll let you live your own life. So we, you know, in our sophisticated cultural existence, we poke fun at certain insular communities where they hide themselves from the entire world. But, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe they're right that the Rambam says that there would be one side of the world and the rest of the world on the other side. Either we confront them, like Avraham Avinu, who broke the idols. If you don't want to confront them, we can't, for whatever reason. We're afraid to be thrown into the Kivshon Esh without the schism of Avraham Avinu. Okay, I can understand that. We should be withdrawing. If you look in last week's parsha, a much lesser figure, you Avraham Avinu. Not Avraham Avinu. You should spell Avraham Avinu. Come on, not Avraham Avinu. You look amazingly in a pasuk in the middle of the description of the various individuals who lived at that time, in the Dora Mabel, the Dora Flogger. Talks about Asher. In the Oretz Ahi Yotza Asher, even as Nineveh. Why did Asher leave? So Rashi tells you why he left. It's Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Aleph. Kevin Shara Asher as Bonav Shomel and Nimrod, Umorod and Bemokom, Livnos Kamigdal, Yotza Mitoch. Believe me, it wasn't easy for Asher to leave. Asher followed the Rambam. There was this big civilization with this major king, and everyone was going. He's just helping everybody out. He's just going, building his own city. Chazal say that when the Anshei Nineveh did tshuva in the time of Yonah, it was in the schus of Asher. He's found in Nineveh, based on tshuva. He ran away from the rest of the world. Noach was also against the rest of the world. The rest of the world went down the tubes. And what was everybody doing when the Dora Flugger was building its tower? You know what it says in the Medrash? Avraham Avinu and the other two tzaddikim in the world, with Shem and Aver, hitminu as atzma. They hid, as the Rambam said, they hid. Asher moved out. It was Noah. You know what Noah did? It's an amazing Medrash. Noah went, amazing lesson in the Medrash. Mosar es atzmo al kiddush Hashem. You know what that means? He's mosar nefesh, ready to be killed. Volchicha, and he gave them mosar. They shouldn't rebel against God. Even they could have killed him. Below kibbutzim, they didn't listen to him, and they went and they built it anyway. My angle is that perhaps Noah was doing tshuva, because Noah was criticized as being a tzaddik and pelts, as they say, that he wasn't proactive enough in rebuking the Anshei Dor HaMavo. They went down the tubes. He had a second chance, Dor HaFlogo. He did it. Avram, Shem, and Aver hid. Asher ran away, and Noah had the guts to argue with them. He was Moshe Nefesh, Chazal said. He could have killed him. They didn't kill him, but they didn't listen to him either. Rabosai, this is what we have to be careful about in today's world. Society around us, all of its permissiveness, everything goes, you do whatever you want. You know, nothing is really absolute truth. Postmodernism, non-judgmentalism, that's what it's called today. It's contrary to the Torah. I'm not going into details. You can fill in the blanks yourself very, very well. Very well. I'll just tell you that when it comes to the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaMabul started, the very first pasuk of the Dor HaMabul is Perek Vav, pasuk Beis. Vayiru b'nei Elohim espanos adam ki tovos heinem. Right? So, Chazal and the Medrash say two things on this pasuk. First they say that the Noshim were Megalos Besar Erva, they dressed inappropriately, and the men saw what they saw, and therefore they were led to sin. It's certainly a major feature of today's society. The unclad or almost unclad women, the pictures are everywhere. You can't go Dalai Lamas. We say you can't go Dalai Lamas without Torah, without tefillin. I'm saying you can't go Dalai Lamas in the city without, Luckily, the weather is getting colder now, Baruch Hashem. That's we really need it. We should dive into cold weather, Rabbi Hashem. Seriously, was anyone in the summer? Was anyone in the city this summer? You can't walk. You can't walk. Shmira Seinayim. Lo Sesuach Reinechem. It's impossible. And it wasn't this way, even, 40 years ago, it wasn't this way. It got worse. On the other hand, the marriage blames the women for looking at these handsome men, and they were leaving their husbands to run after these boyfriends, which also exist in today's world. Rahman al-Islam. And what's the matter? Consenting adults, what's this? Finally, on this very same post, it was a much longer discussion, but I have to tell you what it says. You should be aware. On this post, the Medrash Rabbis printed right in front of you, any Medrash says, Lo nimochu dor ha-mabul ela al shekosu nimumsios le scharim. The Oroch says it means ksubis, which means, I'm sorry to say it as it is, gay marriage. That's what it says. That caused the dor ha-mabul to be destroyed. And one final lekuta. On that pasuk, Vayiru b'nei Elohim, these were the big hanchos, the leaders. So the Medrash says there, Kol pirtza she'en abomen agdolim en apirtza. It's a private sin. But once the gdolim, the legislators, the leaders sanction it and say there's nothing wrong with it, that's a pirtza. And that causes a dor ha-mabul. I'm scared. And we're living in such a dor. So we have to, at the very least, separate ourselves from this culture. This is not us. Yes, it's difficult. We're not living a life as they are in Kiryas Yoel or New Square. And I'm not advocating to go move there. You want to move there? Like Asher, maybe Asher moved to the Ninveh of today, to go to Kiryas Yoel or New Square, get away from the world that we live in. Okay, but it's not happening, Rabbi. So I'm not advocating it. But we have to still make Gedarim in our own lives, not to be influenced in a negative way by the Levavchem or the Einechem, either the new theories of non-judgmentalism and postmodernism and everything goes, but that's already a theory. And you never know. These theories may be linked to hedonism as well. Imaiz and Avodah Zarah and Sanhedrin. Lo avdu Yisrael shebedar hu Avodah Zarah elek de lahat lem arayis mefarhesia. That's the Gemara. Instead of feeling guilty about the adultery, just say it's permissible. It's easier. You don't have to hide it. Do it up front. Up front. This is a scourge of the modern world. And it started, and it just keeps going and going and going. I don't know where it's going to end. So, that's the world. There's this expression, Anias Navshi Yitzalti. I'm talking to you. Every one of us should say, I should save my soul from the influence of the outside world. However you do it, where you draw a line and how you draw the line, that's up to you. I can't prescribe every person individually. But the line has to be drawn. You can't accept the values of society as they exist. That's the Chol HaDeis. So I give you all a bracha. Follow the footsteps. Anyway you so decide of these gedolim of Avram and Noach and Shem and Aver and even of Asher, and pulling out of the societies which advocate immoral or theologically questionable behavior, and establish your own homes, as Avraham Avinu did, L'manash Yitzavetz, Bono, Bezbeis, O'Achrov, V'shamu Derech Hashem, Amen V'yom. Shabbos.
Ready?
Yes.